Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegri Wood called "Should You Tell Customers They're Talking to AI? A Practical Disclosure Policy."
And this is the question I hear from SME owners more than almost any other. They know AI is doing things in their business, they just don't know how much to say.
Brett's answer is pretty direct. Ask yourself one honest question. Would this customer feel tricked if they found out later? That's the test. Not a committee, not a policy the size of a tax return.
Which I like, because most owners overthink this. They assume the moment they admit AI is involved, customers think they're getting a cheap or lazy service.
And Brett says he's watched it play out the other way far more often. The customer who feels conned, who spent 10 minutes pouring their heart out to what they thought was a real person, is the one who leaves a one-star review and never comes back.
So disclosure isn't a confession, it's a courtesy. And courtesy is good business.
The article breaks down two situations where disclosure actually matters. The first is obvious, when a customer is directly talking to AI. A chatbot on your website, an AI voice on the phone, an automated reply that sounds like it came from a colleague.
But the second one is the one most businesses miss.
When AI is shaping a decision that affects the customer, their price, their eligibility for a service, their place in a queue, whether a claim gets approved. They never spoke to the machine, but the machine still touched their outcome.
And they deserve to know that, especially if they might want to question it.
There's also a clear line on when you don't need to disclose. AI working in the background that touches no customer-facing decision. If AI drafts your internal stock report, tidies your inbox, summarizes a meeting for your own use, there's nothing to disclose.
Nobody needs a label on the tool you use to think. The line is about the customer's experience and the decisions that land on them.
So what does a good policy actually look like? Brett says it fits on one page and answers four questions. Where, when, how, and who? Walk me through those. Where? Every place AI touches the customer. Website chat, phone line, email replies, any decision tool. If you can't list them, that's your first job. When? At the first point of contact, not buried three clicks deep. How? Plain words, the way you'd say it across a counter. And who? Always give an exit to a real person.
That last one is the one that actually builds trust, not the disclosure itself, the easy route to a human when the customer wants one.
Brett's exact line is that AI should augment your team's reach, not wall customers off from it.
Now, the wording. This is where businesses go wrong. They lawyer it up.
There's a direct comparison in the article, a bank-style version. Please be advised that your inquiry may be processed using artificial intelligence technologies in accordance with our terms of service. Nobody reads that.
And the ones who do feel like they've been handed a waiver.
Then a human version. Hi, you're chatting with our AI assistant. I can sort most things quickly, and if you'd rather talk to one of the team, just say the word. Same disclosure, completely different feeling. And Brett makes the point that the tone of the disclosure is part of the disclosure. Warm and plain says we've got nothing to hide. Stiff and legal says our compliance department made us do this. On the legal side, the article takes a sensible line. Treat the law as your floor, not your finish line. The EU AI Act is moving towards telling people when they're dealing with AI. Other regions are further behind, and the rules will keep shifting for years. So don't build your whole approach around one jurisdiction's current wording, especially if you're serving customers across Britain, Australia, and Singapore all at once. Build it around the honest principle. Don't let people be misled about whether they're dealing with a person or a machine. Do that, and you'll usually clear the legal bar in every market without redrafting every time a regulator updates a clause. The businesses that get caught out by new rules are the ones who are already hiding the ball. Walling it out is three steps. Map every place AI meets a customer. Draft a one-line disclosure for each spot, in plain language, with a route to a human. Then brief whoever's on the front line so they're not blindsided when a customer asks, "Wait, am I talking to a robot?" And Brett's suggested answer to that question is a relaxed, "Partly. Want me to grab a colleague?" Not a panic. What's your action for this week? Map the touch points. Sit down and write out every place AI is in contact with a customer or influencing a decision about them. That list is the foundation of everything else. Mine is drafting the one-line disclosure for each of those spots, in plain language you'd actually say out loud. Brett says you could write the whole thing this afternoon. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you'd like someone to walk through where AI is actually touching your customers and help you build a simple disclosure policy that fits how you work, there's a free AI audit you can book there. No jargon, no hard sell, just an honest look at where you stand and what's worth doing next. Thanks for listening.